none of us are better or more worthy than another. Like a wave in the sea is not separate from the whole ocean. It's part of it. It can't be separate. One star is not single. It's part of the cosmos. So remember, you are exactly who you are meant to be, exactly where you're meant to be, and on the journey you're meant to be on.
Welcome to True Intention. The podcast where we dive deep into the art of healing, the journey of transformation, and the secrets to building a life that's truly beautiful. I'm your host, Tina Brown, and I believe that within each of us lies the power to heal, transform, and create a life filled with purpose and beauty. In every episode, we'll explore the stories of incredible individuals who have overcome adversity, found their true intentions, and crafted a life that's nothing short of inspiring. Whether you're seeking guidance on personal growth, self-discovery, or simply looking for a dose of inspiration, True Intention is here to light your path. Our guests will share their intimate journeys, powerful insights, and practical tips to help you embark on your own transformative adventure. So join us each week as we uncover the wisdom, courage, and resilience needed to turn life's challenges into opportunities for growth. Let's embark on this journey together, because when we set our true intentions, the possibilities are limitless. This is True Intention. Let the transformation begin. Hello, it's Tina, and you're very welcome back to True Intention. In today's solo episode, we're going deep. I talk about a life-changing experience that shaped me and changed the trajectory of my path forever, sending me on an internal expedition of learning to truly love myself from the inside out. We look at practical steps to challenge negative self-talk, embrace personal growth, and live authentically. And we delve into the truth of deciding that your past does not define your worth. I really hope you enjoy this episode.
So I was asked a couple of weeks ago by someone in conversation if I was actually happy. If I could truthfully, hand on heart, tell this person that I was happy. And I suppose, in fact, like the conversation went like this. They commented, you know, you can't honestly tell me that you're happy, truthfully. So I took a breath and I said to them, I am so happy, the happiest I've ever been, because I'm not looking for it anywhere. And it comes from in here. And I said to them, look, now, don't get me wrong. Is every day a bed of roses? No, absolutely not. Does pain occur in my life? Of course, absolutely it does. Are some days really, really hard and shitty? Yeah, of course they are. But am I happy? Yes. Yes, I am, is the answer. And I said to you yesterday, but I'm going to repeat it again, because I think that it's so important. I spoke about happiness, love, and success being an inside job. And if you can make that, if you can make it your reality that you're no longer searching for happiness, love, and success, and you just become appreciative of where you are and what you already have now in this moment, then the happiness, love, and success, the connection, everything, it just finds you. Because when you find this inner peace, a doorway just opens up to everything you've been searching for. And the more that becomes your reality, the more you will manifest the most amazing life. Because you already carry within you all that you are seeking outside of you. And the more that you and that we all can expand within, the more our life expands all around us. But here's the trick. You can have everything you want as long as you are willing to give up the belief that you can't have it. And that's the truth. But why do you think you can't have it? Or why do we think, well, that's only for somebody else and it's all right for them, but I can never do it. I can never have it. It's all to do with your self-worth and how you see yourself and how you see your place in the world and how you speak to yourself. And how is that self-talk going, by the way? Is it negative? Is it holding you back? And believe me, I know all about it. All about it. I know all about the berating of yourself, the emotional beating that you give to yourself when you get something wrong or you don't get the job or you don't get asked out or whatever it is. And you say to yourself, well, of course I didn't get it. I'm useless. I'm not smart enough. I'm not pretty enough. I'm not thin enough. I don't socialize in the right circles. I'm not good enough and I'll never be good enough. Does that sound familiar? Well, I call bullshit on that. Absolute bullshit. And let me tell you something. And hear me when I say this now loud and clear. You are enough. You're enough today. You were enough yesterday. And you're enough every single day of your life, just as you are in this very moment. That job, it wasn't for you. You had a lesson to learn. That's why things went wrong. You didn't get asked out because they're not your person. They're not for you. Wherever you are in your journey right now is exactly where you're supposed to be. And how often do you look back at something that was devastating in the moment? We can always find those if we think about it. Something that was devastating in the moment, but if it had not have happened, you wouldn't have something now that you are so grateful for. Things won't always go your way because they're not supposed to. Everything that happens to us makes up the tapestry of our lives and supposed to be that way. I had something terrible happen to me. I had an attempt made on my life. And that was enough, but that in combination with a whole load of other awful crap going on in my life absolutely broke me. And I couldn't take anymore. And I had a breakdown. And I didn't know what way was up. I couldn't function. I couldn't do anything. But then when I got help and I started to get my life back together by doing the work on myself. And now I look back on all those terrible things that happened to me and I see them as happening for me. So I no longer look at it like that happened to me and remain the victim. I realize now that all that stuff happened for me. It had to happen for me. The lessons I learned, although horrifically hard at the time, were necessary for me to step forward and start living a life that I want to be living and see that I'm worthy and that I am enough. And I let go of the guilt of what happened and took responsibility for where I found myself. She's one of my favorite speakers and authors, but Dr. Edith Eger asks, are you revolving or evolving? Because you can't change what happened. You can't change what you did or what was done to you, but you can change how you live now. Dr. Eger she's 95 years old. She's a Holocaust survivor and she's still speaking and teaching today. And I look back and I realize that like back then when all those things happened to me, I felt, and the reason I suppose why, was I felt really unloved. And I felt so unworthy of love. But now I know that love is not conditional. You don't have to earn love. It's not supposed to be that way. You are love, just as you are. And that's why we came here. We didn't all come to to this earth for a pile of stuff to accumulate things. We came for love. We came for connection. We're not separate. We're all one consciousness. It's society that has made us feel that we're separate from one another. None of us are better or more worthy than another. Like a wave in the sea is not separate from the whole ocean. It's part of it. It can't be separate. One star is not single. It's part of the cosmos. So remember, you are exactly who you are meant to be, exactly where you're meant to be, and on the journey you're meant to be on. And you are enough. And I see you, I hear you, and I feel you, because we're all one. In Bronnie Weir's book, The Five Regrets of the Dying, on their deathbeds, people's number one regret was that they didn't live their lives for themselves. They cared too much about what other people thought, and they made themselves feel small, and they didn't, and they felt that they didn't live their life to their true potential. They regretted so much that they didn't do the things that lit them up inside because of fear. Do not live your life for anybody but you. And whatever your dreams or desires are, pursue them. Don't wait until you are quote unquote ready, because you'll never be ready. There will always be a reason to feel that way that you're not. All it takes is 20 seconds of radical courage to take the first step. Take it. Use the 1 degree method. And if I can help you, I will, because I've done it. I've gone from misery and breakdown and self-loathing to true happiness, fulfillment, and self-love. And so can you. It's all possible. The limitless possibilities are absolutely out there. We just have to tune our receiver.
I really hope you got something from that. Here are the main insights from today's episode. Remember to embrace the 1 degree method every day. What is one step you can take toward that personal transformation you desire? All it takes is 20 seconds of radical courage today to pursue that dream. Despite life's challenges and uncertainties, inner peace can be a constant source of joy. Do not live your life for anybody but you. Whatever your dreams or desires are, pursue them. You are, were, and always will be enough, just as you are. If you enjoyed today's episode, please share it with someone. Message them, email them, or text them the link. Please share it on your social media and tag us at True Intention Podcast. Follow, subscribe, and review the podcast on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or on whatever platform you use to listen, because it really does make such a difference. Thank you so much for listening. It means the absolute world to me. I will talk to you very soon.